大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all。
我们请来看一节的圣经节。
Let's turn to a scripture verse。
请看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans。
罗马书的十三章。
Romans 13。
第九节。
Verse 9。
罗马书第三章。
Chapter 3。
第八节。十三章第八节。
Romans 13 verse 8.
十三章第八节。
13 verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
在罗马书里面谈到三个欠债。
In the book of Romans here, talked about the three debts that we owe.
第一个债在第一章欠福音的债。
The first is the debt of the gospel.
欠债就是表示要还呐。
When we owe a debt, we must repay it.
那不还呐，要将来要算账。
If we don't repay it, one day, we will have to pay an account.
那是欠谁？是欠神的债。
And who do we owe this debt to? We owe it to God.
所以传福音是还债。
So to preach the gospel, it is repaying a debt.
那罗马书的第三章就讲我们欠荣耀神的债。
Also in chapter 3, it talked about that we owe the debt of the glory of God.
因为神造人本来是要荣耀他的。
God created man for his own glory.
犯了罪就亏欠神的荣耀。
But when man sinned, man falls short of the glory of God.
所以神在我们身上得不到荣耀。
So God cannot receive glory through us.
所以要还债。
So we need to pay this debt.
我一生要荣耀神。
To glorify God throughout our lives.
那将来算账如果这个没有亏欠，就可以得奖赏。
So that one day when we give an account, if we do not fall short, then we can receive and reward.
那第三个就是彼此相爱，要以为亏欠。
And the third is the debt of loving one another.
就是去爱别人要把它当作是一种债来还。
That is, when we love another person, we must consider it as a debt that we are repaying.
但是圣经里面在讲道理都是平衡的。
But the Bible, it is very balanced.
比方说，圣经在讲慈爱，一定会讲公义。
For example, if the Bible talked about love, it talked about righteousness and justice.
那讲公义一定会讲慈爱。
And then when the Bible talked about justice, it also talked about love.
因为这如果讲一边没有讲另外一边，就会偏了。
If the Bible only talked about one thing and not the other, then it is unbalanced.
Because 在美国社会一直在强调，特别教会里面强调基督的爱。
For example, in the American culture, in church, we talk about the importance of love.
那爱就是包容。
Love is to forbear.
但是这都没有错。
And it is correct.
但是没有讲公义。
But yet, the church does not talk about what is just and righteous.
所以罪在教会里面好像酵在发起来。
So that is why sin continue to grow like a yeast.
连同性恋也借着耶稣的爱为名义来接纳。
Some churches even accept same-sex marriage in the name of the love of Christ.
但是神爱罪人，这是不错的。
It is true that God loves sinners.
但是神是公义的，神不能接纳罪。
But yet God is just and righteous. God cannot accept sins.
这是平衡的。
So there must be a balance.
那在福音，在这个先知书里面，在提到神的公义。
In the gospel books, talks about God's justice.
以色列百姓有悖道之病。
The Israelites, they rebel against God.
就是离开了神。
They departed from God.
有外表宗教的形式，他的心已经离开神。
They have the outward form of godliness, but yet inwardly they have departed from God.
神一直警告，回头吧。
God sent prophets to warn them to return.
大灾难临到了。
Because great calamity is about to come.
这是神的公义。
This is God's justice.
但是等到他们被掳之后。
But yet, when they were taken captive, God bring comfort to them.
一定会带你们回来。
that God will allow them to return from captivity.
因为神的约是没有废弃的。
Because God's covenant will not be abolished.
被掳的痛苦是要让人回头。
The pain and suffering of captivity is to lead them to return to God.
来重新得到神的爱。
To once again receive God's love.
所以圣经里面这个神的讯息是平衡的。
So throughout the scripture, we find that the message of God is balanced.
那这个第八节哈，如果我们只讲啊彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
So in verse 8, if we talked about loving one another, we should consider it as a debt.
那第一句话如果没有讲，
if we do not talk about the first phrase,
那对有一些人来讲啊，就是别人欠我很多的爱。
And some may say that others, people owe me a great deal of love.
他应该为我做什么？那另外一个应该为我做什么？谁应该为我做什么？
Some may say that this person or that person should do something for me.
因为圣经说要爱要有亏欠啊。
Because the Bible says here that owe no one anything except to love.
那我来教会怎么没有人帮忙我呢？
So when I come to church, how come no one come to love me?
就是把别人的爱来当作解决自己问题的一个方法。
So some people treat love from others as a means to solve our own problems.
因此在前面一句话很重要。
So the first phrase, it is very important.
就凡事都不可亏欠人。
Then owe no one anything.
就是不要欠债。
That is to do not owe anyone anything.
这个债包括是钱。
This includes money.
这个债也包括人情。
Also the debt of the favors that others have done for us.
也就是说，自己做得到的应该要自己做。
That is to say that the things that we can do, we must do it ourselves.
自己做不到的，我们才期待别人的帮助。
And the things that we cannot accomplish, then we seek others' help.
那这个是圣经的一个精神。
So this is the spirit of the Bible.
我们来看《使徒行传》的十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12.
《使徒行传》的十二章
，Acts chapter 12。
十二章记载彼得被下到监牢。
Here, recorded how Peter was in prison.
我们看第六节
，Verse six. And when Herod was about to bring him out.That night, Peter was sleeping bound with two chains between the two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison.
这里我们看彼得被关到监牢里面。
Here, when Peter was in prison,
那两条铁链锁着。
Bound with two chains.
然后看守的也在门外，所以他有铁链锁着，然后在门的外面有铁门关着。
He was bound in chains and kept locked inside the prison.
那我们就想，彼得能做什么
？So what could Peter do？
第一个，这个铁链锁着，他也没有办法挣开。
First of all, he could not free himself from the chains.
那第二个，铁门关着，他也没有办法出来。
And、he was guarded behind the prison gates. He could not escape.
所以当时的教会就要来帮助彼得。
So the church tried to help Peter.
这个就是要把爱心当作亏欠。
And this is to pay the debt of love.
其实以肉体来讲，彼得也不是他的亲戚，也不是他的朋友。
And physically, they are not related to Peter at all.
就是因为大家被神的爱充满。
But because the members were filled by the Holy Spirit.
彼得有爱神在做圣工。
And Peter loved the Lord and was preaching gospel.
因此被关到监牢里面。
As a result, he was in prison.
所以彼得被关到监牢，就成为使徒教会的一个担子。
So Peter's imprisonment became a burden to the apostolic church.
所以他们就要想怎么来帮助彼得。
So they try to find means and ways to help him.
那这个脚镣、手链、铁门，这些信徒也没有办法解决。
So even the believers cannot overcome the chains and the prison gates.
所以他们就向神祷告。
So they pray to God.
这样神就感动了天使来。
And so God sent angels to help.
我们看第七节
，verse seven.
忽然有使者站在旁边呐。
He says, "And now behold, an angel of the Lord stood beside him."
就拍醒彼得
，and struck Peter on the side.
快醒过来
and to raise him up.
啊，然后铁链就从他手下脱下来。
And his chains fell off his hands.
这个做不到的神替他做了，铁链脱下来了。
Things that seems impossible, the chains just fell off.
然后到第十节。
Also in verse 10.
过了第一层、第二层监牢，就来到临街的铁门。
They came past the first and second guard posts. They came to the iron gate.
那门也自己开了。
And then the gate opened by itself.
所以彼得做不到的那个监牢是一层一层神替他打开。
So what man could not do, the gates just opened one by one.
但是如果我们仔细看清楚。
So if we look at it clearly.
第八节。
In verse 8.
天使对他说，束上带子，穿上鞋。
Angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie your sandals."
这个彼得做得到了。
And this Peter could do.
你要束上带子，你要穿上鞋。
Gird yourself and put on your sandals.
那彼得天使也不是把他背出去，你自己走出去。
The angel did not try to carry him out. He had to walk out by himself.
所以我们看这个神的恩典在照顾人，就是我们做得到的自己要做，做不到神替我们做。
So the grace of mercy of God requires that we first do our part, and the things that we could not, God will help.
因此如果我们再回到罗马书。
So if we turn back to Romans,
我们刚刚所读的。
In Romans 13.
十三章。就是说凡事都不可亏欠的。
That owe no one anything.
就是说有时候我们自己做得到的不需要人帮忙。
That is to say that things that we can do, we don't need others to help.
那是现在很多事情如果钱没有困难，很多事情都可以用钱来解决。
And today, many things can be solved just by spending the money.
那自己做得到，自己做。
So if we can do things on our own, we should.
凡事不要亏欠的。
We should owe no one anything.
这是圣经一个很重要的原则。
And so this is a very basic principle in the Bible.
那这个原则也告诉我们我们生活不要欠债。
And this principle also tells us that we should not owe a debt.
除了说买房子。
Except if you buy a house.
有时候每一个月的这个我们去租房子这个房租就来付房地产的 mortgage 就差不多了。
So instead of renting and paying a rent, you can use the money to pay for a mortgage.
那这样这个一直付了几十年，房子就变成我们。
So after the mortgage ends, then you own the house.
除了这个之外
So aside from this,
不要欠债。
We should not carry a debt.
因为欠债就会有压力。
Because if we carry a debt, then there's pressure.
那欠债就会有烦恼。
If we owe people money, then we feel trouble.
那欠债就没有平安。
If we owe a debt, then we will not be able to rest assured.
所以我们照着神给我们的程度来过我们的生活。
So we should live according to our own means, live within our means, and live in a way that we can afford it.
这个是圣经给我们非常重要的一个精神。
So this is a very important spirit that the Bible teaches us.
我们看现在整个美国的社会里面真的银行存款超过5000块的很少。
If we look at the American population, very few people have more than $5,000 in their bank account.
大部分人都是欠债。
Many people, they owe a debt.
尽情的享受。
They enjoy as much as they can.
我们在信用卡里面债一大堆。
They just rack up the bill on their credit cards.
不能付，申请破产。
If they cannot pay it, they declare bankruptcy.
那如果从圣经的精神来讲就是不要欠债。
But from the Bible, we know that we should not owe a debt.
我们现在来看哥林多后书。
Let's now turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
十二节
，Chapter 8, verse 12. Verse 12. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have.
这里在告诉我们要行善。
Here tells us that we must do good.
但是圣经给我们一个原则。
But the principle here is.
十 12节，愿做的心就比蒙悦纳。
That is that if we have a willing mind, then it is accepted.
比方说，那个地方盖会堂，我很愿意去跟这个善工有份，这样就是蒙神悦纳。
For example, if there's a location purchasing a chapel, and if we are willing to help, then we have a willing heart.
那下面说，是照他所有，不是照他所没有。
It is accepted according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
所以这个信仰没有压力，是照我们做得到的范围。
So what we do, it is according to what we can do.
不是照我们做不到的。
And not according to what we cannot.
所以我们在教会里面在行善哦，照我们做得到的，不是照我们做不到。所以这个是，但是是轻省的。
So when we do good and help others, it is according to what we can do, not according to what we are unable to do.
那虽然寡妇她只献两个小钱。
So even though the widow only offered two small coins.
那这是她所做得到的。
This was what she could do.
而且在比例上，她是百分之百的去做。
In a matter of proportion, she offered 100%.
所以在神看起来，她的爱比众人还多。
So in the eyes of God, her love was greater than others.
虽然她的数目是最小的。
Even though quantitatively she offered the least.
所以有时候我们在看神在看事情，跟人在看事情是不一样，而且非常的不一样。
So when we look at how God sees things, God sees things very differently than man.
因此我们在教会行善，不是在互相的比较。
So when we do good and when we help others, it is not a matter of comparison.
因为神所看重的是我们能够做到什么程度，而不是人跟人相比我们。是高还是低
？For what God emphasizes more is what we can do, not according to what we do compared to what others can do.
所以凡事不可亏欠。
So in all things, we should not owe a debt.
照我们所有，不是照我们所没有。
It is according to what we have, not according to what we don't have.
那我们现在再来看第八章。
Let's turn to chapter 8.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第七节。
Chapter 9, verse 7. Verse 7, so let each one give as he proposes it in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
第八节。
Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you always have all sufficiency in all things, and may have an abundance for every good work.
这里第七节特别讲不要做难，不要勉强。
In verse 7, here says that we should not be grudging as we give.
那捐得乐意是神所喜爱的。
And God loves a cheerful giver.
当然，这是在讲奉献。
And of course, this is talking about offering.
其实这也是一种行善的精神。
This is also a way for us to do good.
不要做难呐。
We should not be grudging when we give.
然后不要勉强。
And we should not think of it as a necessity.
我们做得到什么范围，我们乐意去做。
Within our ability, we should be willing to offer.
这就是神所喜爱的。
And this is what God wants us to do.
第八节。
Verse 8.
神能将各样的恩惠多多加给你。
That God is able to make all grace abound towards us.
使你们充足多行各样善事。
So that we can be sufficient and be full of abundance in doing good work.
一个人行善常常用自己神给我们的恩典去帮助人，神会给他更多。
So if we are able to do good with the gifts that God has given us, God will give us even more.
所以不会因为行善一个人变穷。
We will not become poor because we do good.
这个是圣经给我们的精神。
And so this is the spirit that the Bible teaches us.
那神会给他更多，让他能多行善事。
God will give us even more so that we can do even greater good.
所以从物质上来讲，他不会缺乏。
So materially, they will not be lacking.
这是一种非常宝贵的体验。
So this is a very precious experience.
所以多行善事的人越做越喜欢做。
So the more that we do good, the more that we are willing to do more.
因为他发现那个神的恩典还像泉源一直出来。
Because they realize that the grace of God, it is like a fountain that continue to flow.
看好像是付出去，但是从神得到更多。
It seems that we are giving out, but actually we are receiving more from God.
这是这个很宝贵的体验。
So this is a very special experience.
然后到了第九节的下半。
In verse 9, here says that he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever.
那这个多行善事，多去爱人，我们刚刚提到是说，在物质上神会给他更多，能力上再来行更大的爱心。
So the more that we give, the more that we love, then we can have greater ability to love.
那第二个是更好的，就是他的仁义存到永远。
And also his righteousness, here says, will endure forever.
也就是说，在天国的账簿里面哦，他那个账目是记得满满的。
So in the book of heaven, his account is full.
其实我们每个人都有两本账目。
We have two accounts. For every one of us.
一个是在银行里面。
One is in our bank account.
我们常常在忧虑银行多还是少。
We worry about the amount in our bank account.
多高兴，少就很忧虑。
If there is a large amount, then we are happy. If there's less, then we worry.
但是我们更需要关心是天上的账目。
But we also need to be mindful of our account in heaven.
有没有想过我们在天上的账目是一片空白吗？
Have we thought about how much we have in this heavenly account?
或者我们在天上的账目是记得满满的。
Or is our account empty or is our account full?
所以这里讲啊，多施周济啊，多行善，他的仁义存到永远，就是记在天上的账目。
Here says that he has dispersed abroad and he has given to the poor, his righteousness endure forever.
所以我们做善事啊，照我们所有。不是在我们所没有，并不会因为这样变少。
So when we do good according to what we have, what we have will not diminish.
那体验会更多，天上会更丰富。
We'll have greater experiences towards God, and our heavenly account will grow.
好，那我们现在回来看十三章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 13.
第八节的下半句。
Verse 8.
说唯有彼此相爱，要常为以为亏欠。
He says that except to love one another,
就是爱别人要以为亏欠。
That's to say that to love one another, we should consider it as a debt that we owe.
那到底我们要怎么去爱别人？
So how should we love one another?
当然，我刚刚所提的是一种物质上的爱心。
The love that we talked about earlier, this is in the material sense.
那如果我们来看马太福音。
So if we turn to the book of Matthew,
马太福音的二十三章
，Matthew 23,
二十五章
，Matthew 25,
马太福音二十五章
，Matthew chapter 25,
三十四节 一直到三十七节，请读
verses 34 to 37. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my father."Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. 35. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. 36. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, you came to visit me. 37. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and gave you drink?
马太二十五章提到审判的三个比喻。
Here,talked about the three criteria of the judgment day.
这个圣经是灌在一起的。这个三个比喻就是罗马书这三个欠债。
And these three are related to the three debts talked about in the book of Romans.
那其中有一个审判的标准就是爱心。
And one of the standards of judgment is love.
所以爱要以为亏欠，那到底我要坐在哪里呢？
So how should we practice this debt of love?
那我们看三十五节。
In verse 35,
我刚刚读过，我饿了，你们给我吃；我渴了，你们给我喝。
I was hungry and thirsty, you fed me, gave me drink.
我做客旅，你们来留住我。
I was a stranger and you took me in.
这个就对需要的人我们有实际的行动来帮助他。
So this is to use actual action to help those who are in need.
也就是说，那些没有办法解决自己问题的人，我们要用爱心来帮助他。
Those who cannot take care of themselves, take care of their problems, we should go and help them.
那我做客旅，你们留住我。
And I was a stranger, and you took me in.
那我们再看下面一节。
Verse 36.
我赤身肉体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监牢，你们来看我。
I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came to see me.
哦，这里说我病了，你来看我。
When I was sick, you came to visit me.
哦，其实这些哈，它可以从字面来解释，也可以从属灵上来解释。
So we can interpret these literally or also in a spiritual sense.
饿了，你们来看我。
When I was hungry, you gave me food.
渴了，你们来给我吃。
I was thirsty, you gave me drink.
所以有时候我们看到一个人哦。虽然物质很丰盛，真的是内心很空虚。
Sometimes we see people who are very well-to-do, but yet their hearts are hungry.
你怎么知道他内心很空虚
？How do you know that their hearts are empty？
就是世俗的一些娱乐，好像属灵的垃圾，一直往里面倒。
That is that they continue to pour these material enjoyment into their hearts.
哦，那这个就是一种心灵的饥渴。
And then this is a sense of spiritual hunger.
我们很注重外在的污染。
We pay great attention to contaminants.
但是很多世俗的东西会污染我们的心。
There are many things in the world that will contaminate our spiritual mind.
但是我们常常对这个不太敏感。
But yet many times we are not sensitive to these things.
那这样的人就需要有人用爱心去接触他，带领他来进入属灵的追求。
So we need people to go and love them, to help them, so that they can have the same type of spiritual pursuits.
让他在灵里面得到满足。
So that in spirit they may be fulfilled.
那这个赤身肉体是什么？
What does it mean to be naked?
赤身肉体就是亚当夏娃吃的善恶果。
That is when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of tree of knowledge.
他的羞耻就出来了。
And their shame was exposed.
所以一个人犯了罪。
So when one has sinned,
在神面前就是赤身肉体，就是羞耻。
Before God, they are shameful and naked.
他没有办法见神。
They cannot see God.
他会被赶出伊甸园。
They will be cast out of the garden.
那这样的人就是需要有人去跟他们做朋友，让带领他回来。
So they need someone to go and be their friends and to bring them back.
那回来来接受神为他预备用羔羊的皮做的那件衣服来遮盖他的羞耻。
So they can come back and receive the clothes made of the skin of animals to cover their shame.
就是主耶稣的救恩。
That is the grace of salvation of Jesus.
所以如果我们照字面来讲，这个没什么事情可以做。
So if we interpret it literally, there seems to be nothing we can do.
但如果从属灵的意思来讲，很多可以做。
But if we interpret it spiritually, there are many things that we should do.
那下面说，我在监牢，你们来看我。
I was in prison, you came to me.
监牢是什么？
What is prison?
失去自由，被控制。
It is to lose our freedom and to be bound in sin.
罪借着很多的坏的习惯，借着很多事情的控制。
Sin controls us through many of our bad habits.
是我们没有办法做所愿意做的。
So that we cannot do the things that we wish to do.
那这一些也就是需要我们用爱心去探顾他，去帮助他。
So for these people, we need to show love and to go and help them.
所以要爱心，要以为亏欠，到底在哪里呢
？So where can we practice our debt of love？
当我们用属灵的眼光来看，真的很多人需要我们的爱心。
So if we look at it from a spiritual perspective, we see that many need our love.
那帮助他，让他灵性能够健壮。
We need to help them to strengthen their faith.
得救能够有把握。
So that they can be assured of their salvation.
好，我们先来看加拉太书。
Let's now turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第六章的第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.Here says, Brethren, if a man is overtaken in trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Consider yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ.
这个第一节特别讲哦，你们属灵的人。
Verse 1 here talked about those who are spiritual.
那用爱心、温柔的心来把它挽回过来。
To restore those who are lost with a heart of love and gentleness.
他是什么？就是偶然被过犯所胜的人。
And who is this person? It is those who have been overtaken by sin.
那这就是好怜悯。
And so this is a heart of compassion.
就是对人有怜悯的心。
So this is a heart of compassion for those who have gone astray.
那如果我们用行公义来看，那这个我们就是看到这一个人被过犯所胜。
So if we view this from the eyes of justice and righteousness, we will see that this person have sin.
那他跟我没有关系
啊。They are no longer related to us.
哦，他如果不悔改，他没有希望了。
If this person do not repent, then he is hopeless.
就是行公义吧，把公义行到别人身上。
And so this is looking at it from the perspective of righteousness.
但是如果把怜悯行到别人身上
，But if we apply mercy and compassion.
那有爱心的、啊、别人的软弱就是我们的担子。
Then we will feel that their weakness is our burden.
所以当我们祷告的时候
，So when we pray,
我们祷告的对象会一直往外扩张。
We'll continue to expand the scope of our prayer.
有很多很多一个一个跟他祷告。
We'll pray for more and more people who need our help.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说，祷告有半个钟头要祷告什么？
We often think that we pray for half an hour. What should we pray for?
有时候我们常常觉得我生活都过得很好啊。
We feel that we live a very good life.
家庭也不错。
Our family is good.
我要祷告什么？
What should we pray for?
好像没有什么可以祷告。
It seems like sometimes there is nothing to pray for.
这是我们用肉眼来看。
And so this is when we look at it from the material perspective.
但如果我们用主耶稣的眼光来看。
But if we look at things from the perspective of our Lord Jesus.
我们真的有很多需要代祷。
There are really many things that we need to pray for.
那每一次祷告啊，就想到一个人为他祷告。
Everything we pray, we pray for. We think about one person, and we pray for him or her.
那祷告到你的良心觉得放心了、平安了，再第二个人。
Until we pray for this person, until we our conscience feel that we can rest assured.
有时候我们有一个步骤这样写下来哈，有几个人需要祷告。
We may try to write down in a notebook the names of people that we should pray for.
每天这样一个一个一个祷告。
And every day we pray for them one by one.
半个钟头一下就过去了。
And half an hour would pass by so quickly.
是很快的。
It is very quick.
所以如果我们要多行爱心。
So if we wanted to do love,
好像他们在关心彼得一样。
Just like the members care about Peter.
很多我们做不到，我们只够透过祷告来关心他。
And those things that we cannot do, we pray for them.
那这样我们就发现，真的是有很多事情我们可以做。
Then we realize that there are many things that we can do.
那祷告就会很自然，时间就忘记了。
And prayer, the time of prayer will pass by quickly.
所以在第六章的第二节
，In chapter 6, verse 2,
个人的重担要互相担当。
Here talked about how we must share, bear one another's burden.
因为一个人一旦软弱
，Because in times of weakness,
就会变成一个担子。
Will become a burden to others.
所以圣经里面在讲有一个瘫子。
The Bible talked about someone who was crippled.
四个人抬他。
He was carried by four men.
要抬到耶稣的面前。
To the presence of Jesus.
那个瘫子也可以讲肉体不会走的。
And that crippled man, we can also say that someone who is crippled physically.
也可以指属灵上。
Or those who are crippled spiritually.
他没有办法行道的。
They cannot do the word of God.
他是四个人抬着。
They need four people to carry him.
所以后来这个瘫子真的主耶稣医他，他可以走。
Later on, he was healed by the Lord Jesus, and that he could walk.
是那四个人抬他。
But he was carried by four men.
主耶稣说他看到这个抬他人的信心，不是那个瘫子的信心。
So Jesus saw the faith of those who carry him.
所以有时候一个人软弱，他连祷告的信心都没有。
Sometimes when one is weak, he doesn't even have the faith to pray.
那这不等于没有希望。
It does not mean that this person is hopeless.
主耶稣看那个抬他人的信心。
The Lord Jesus sees the faith of those who carry him.
这四个很有信心。
And these four men, they have great faith.
那怎么知道他很有信心？
How do we know about their faith?
因为他人很多。
Because there were so many people.
他没有办法到耶稣的面前。
They could not come to Jesus.
因为他相信耶稣一定能够医他。
Because they believe that Jesus will be able to heal him.
那既然耶稣一定能够医他，就一定要想办法带到耶稣的面前。
So they have to find a way to bring him to the presence of Jesus.
他就会把这件事情贯彻到底。
So they will be very thorough in their methods.
好像那个十二年的血肉。
Just like the woman with 12 years of bleeding.
他相信耶稣能够医他。
She believed that Jesus will be able to heal her.
她就挤出最后一点力，也要靠近耶稣。
She exerted the greatest effort to draw close to Jesus.
人这么多，她一定要尽最大的力量挤进去摸耶稣。
Even though there was such a great crowd, she tried her best to draw near to Jesus.
克服一切的困难，这个就是信心。
She tried to overcome all difficulties, and that was her faith.
如果没有信心
，without faith，
啊，人这么多，走了。
She would just give up because of the great crowd.
还要爬到屋顶嘛？不要，太麻烦了。
To climb up to the roof, it is so difficult.
因为有信心就有盼望。
Because if there is a hope, if there is faith, there is hope.
有盼望，我们就能够坚持到底。
If there is hope, then we will persist to the end.
所以到最后，这个瘫子就起来走了。
So at the end, this cripple was able to walk.
所以在神里面一切都有希望。
So in God, all things, there is hope.
所以如果我们家里面有一个像瘫子。
If there is someone in our family just like a cripple,
知道道理行不出来。
They know the word of God, but yet cannot do it.
他很难希望说他能够产生信心来求告神。
And it is difficult also for him to have faith to pray to God.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
就看家里面有没有这个四个人的信心。
We need to have the faith of these four men.
天天一起祷告。
In the family to pray together.
把我们的家人这个摊子抬上屋顶。
To lift this cripple into the roof.
然后从屋顶把他坠下去。
And to drop him down from the roof.
耶稣看我们的信心。
So Jesus sees our faith.
瘫子就起来走。
And the cripple can walk.
所以这个我们教会里面是家庭造成的。
So you know,
组成的。
Our church is made up of various different families.
每一个家庭要先解决自己家里的问题。
Every family must resolve their own issues in the family.
那这个家庭没有问题，教会就没有问题。
If the family problems are resolved, then the church will not have any problems.
那怎么解决？
How do we resolve these issues?
有的问题真的是人没有办法解决。
There are truly some issues that we cannot resolve.
因为这是担子。
Because this is a burden.
人没有办法解决。
A burden that we cannot resolve.
就是要靠着信心。
So we must be able to have faith.
抬到耶稣的面前。
To bring it to the presence of Jesus.
这就是爱心。
This is love.
所以这个爱心有时候是可以用属灵来表，属灵的方法来表现的。
Our love can be manifested spiritually.
不一定需要物质或金钱。
It may not be in the form of money or material means.
就是在祷告中来承担他的担子。
In our prayers, we carry their burdens.
为他代祷。
To pray for them.
我们再回来第六章。
If we turn back to chapter
第二节最后一句，这样就完全了基督的律法。
Chapter 6, verse 2, here says that in doing so, we fulfill the law of Christ.
基督的律法是什么？
What is the law of Christ?
就是爱。
That is love.
所以在审判的时候，我们就没有害怕。
So in the judgment day, we can be without fear.
因为主耶稣怎么爱我们，我们也怎么爱周围的人。
How Christ has loved us, we love others in the same manner.
主耶稣怎么爱我们，我们也用这个爱来爱我们的家人。
How Christ has loved us, we love our family members in the same way.
爱既然完全
，since love is perfect,
审判就没有害怕。
Then we can be without fear before the judgment day.
所以我们每一天要以爱心为亏欠。
So every day we must think about our debt of love.
常常去还。
To repay this debt.
但是我们本身不要亏欠人。
We also should not owe a debt to other people.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
332首。
332。
坐。
Be seated, please.
我们下个礼拜天开始那个 NATS 就会开始来报道一个礼拜在我们开这里开的成人神训班。
Starting next Sunday, it is the beginning of our NATS here in Irvine Church.
我们有差不多100出头个会来这边参加这个 NATS。
There will be more than 100 participants attending this NATS.
我们看到这么多的信徒渴慕真道，要离开束缚的家庭来教会住，这真的是感谢神。
We thank God because we see so many members who desire the truth. They're willing to depart from their families to stay in church.
道理进步就是我们的内心有一道墙。
The growth of our faith, it is just like a wall in our heart.
那个世俗就进不来。
That the outside contaminants cannot enter in.
那道理如果很稳定我们信仰就很稳固。
If we are strong in the word of God, then our faith will be strong.
所以我们祷告的时候，求神带领，让这个一个礼拜每个人来在属灵上都能够 对神有更清楚的体验。
So in our prayer, let's pray to God so that all the participants of the NATS, can have experience toward God.
大家都会觉得我们在这里真好。
So that we can all feel that it is good for us to be here.
那下个礼拜的周末，我们一年一次的这个全国教会会议会在 Houston 开。
Oh, so next weekend we'll be having our NCC the Houston Church.
我们看大部分参加的人都是年轻的一代。
Most of the participants are the younger generation.
我们教会这个世代的传承一直在进行。
Our church, the baton has been passed from one generation to the next.
求主耶稣能够带领。
May the Lord guide us.
让我们真耶稣教会的精神，那能够在这个开会当中、团契当中一直传下去。
So that the spirit of the true church can pass on throughout these meetings.
大家能够共商大计，怎么来复兴我们美国教会的圣工。
So that we can think about how we can revive the church, our church in the United States.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So we need to pray.